We're going to get started. Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. We're continuing new parasha, Parashat Tzav. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlomo Avod Cholim. V'chlagam Chemda Baruch Hamechon Nivren El Melech Hanukkah V'nifkas Arban Anir. Shlomo Masara David Ben Achel Yafa V'Devara V'rikah V'Achel V'rikah V'Deser Shlomo Masara Efraim Elah Moshe Ben Chana Yafa V'Miriam Yehuda Ben Yafa Chaya Sara Bat Simcha V'rikah V'Chana Simcha Ben Malka Miriam Ben Achel Ben Adisa Ben Miriam Chana Diana Ben Omer Chavisa Ben Amasa Ben Chana Gavigida Ben Baruch Dan Ben Eser Yitzchak Ben Orli Yaakov Ben Malka Vadishev Ben Net Ariel Ben Yafa Yosef Ben Ebrona Shom Yishom Ben Ina Yosef Ben Yafa Daniel Ben Dinas Simcha Ben Amfar Ben Amakib Ben Arakish Ben Yisrael Lina Ben Gabriel Ben Yam Gabriel Shom Ben Chama Chana Malka Ben Yisrael Ben Ben Yerivka Diana Sar Shom Ben Yisrael Ben Yisrael Shana Navat Ben Yam Yitzchak Ben Yafa Avigad Diana Ben Eser Yisrael Ben Yisrael Ben Yisrael Ben Rachel Chaim Ben Yisrael Ben Rachel Leal Avdil Zuli Nishmar Chavet Eliyahu Ben Yisrael Ben Yam Dinat Naftar Raun תמה ברכות אברהם משה בן יפה אליהו יוסף שמעון שמעים שם משה יפה בן אליהו יעקב בן יצחק יונה יחב את משה בן יחב ישוע ישוע בן חזקאל ולהבדיל להיריון דבורה בת מרים. אוקיי, בוקר טוב. We are continuing new parasha, parashat Tzav. Again, we're continuing with the discussion of the korbanot. There is one commandment at the beginning of this parasha that's a very interesting commandment, and I want to discuss it. The Torah tells us, וַהֶאֵשׁ עַל הַמִּזְבֵּחַ תֻקַּדְּבּוֹ לֹא תִּכְבֵּה. It says, the fire on the Mizbeach, the fire on the altar, has to be kept burning. You have to actively make sure that it's continuously burning. And not only that, lo tichbeh. You cannot put it out. You cannot let it go out. You have an obligation not only to keep it active, but also to make sure that it doesn't go out. What's the importance of this? What's the Torah referencing to? What is it hinting to? Why can't the Torah just say, make sure to keep the fire alive? Keep the fire going. Why does it need to double reiterate? Keep the fire alive. It says, "Tukad bo lo tichbe," and also don't let it go out. And I think maybe we can learn from this the importance of avodat Hashem, of how a person is supposed to serve Hashem. There's two parts to the service of Hashem. There's the aspect of a person actively working on igniting himself and lighting up his fire and lighting up his spirituality for the connection of Hashem. And then there's the lo tichbe, and don't let yourself get deteriorated. Don't let yourself fall. There's two parts to it, and it's very important that you separate these two parts and understand these two parts. Because there's spiritual growth, how a person grows and he gets closer to Hashem and closer to Hashem and closer to Hashem. And then there's the maintenance, and make sure that you don't fall. And these two things are so vital and so important in a person's growth, because if a person only works and focuses on one of them, he will be missing the other entity. If a person only focuses on, don't let the fire go out, he won't be focusing on how he can grow. He will just be focusing on how he can stay the same. And if a person only focuses on how he'll grow spiritually, you might think, oh, but then he's not going to fall. It's not true. Because there will be times where the Yetzirah can come in and a person can be pulled down, even if he's only growth-oriented. So you have to have this mindset. It's like a kind of, the way I look at it is an offense-defense. If you think about it, you have a basketball player. And the basketball player, one player could be very good at offense, another player could be very good at defense. But someone who's really good has both good offensive playing and good defensive playing. He's hard to stop at the hoop, and he's hard to get to the hoop by. You can't get past him. That type of player is probably going to be the best player on the court. That's what the Torah is saying. V'ha'esh al ha-mizbeach tukadbo lo tichbe. Saying the fire that's on the mizbeach, that's ignited, you need to ignite that fire. You need to be actively off playing offense. But at the same time, when someone steals the ball and goes down the court, you can't just let him go. Lo tichbe. Don't allow that fire to distinguish. Don't allow that fire to go down. This is an obligation on every single Jew. Every single Jew has an obligation to have a growth-oriented mindset and always be thinking about how I can be a better person, how I can get closer to Hashem. Every single day. The Ramchal, he writes in Mesilat Yesharim, we learned this when we were learning Mesilat Yesharim together, he talks about how a person has to do introspect. He has to do introspection. Every single day, a person has to think before he goes to bed, even just 2 minutes. You take 2 minutes before you go to bed, and you think about, what did I do today? What did I do that brought me closer to Hashem? How can I work on myself? How can I be better? Just a few minute thought before you go to bed, and you go to sleep like that. Now, you don't even have to come to resolutions or solutions on the spot, but you have these thoughts in your mind always. Why? That's the first part of the pasuk. Va'esh al mizbeach tukadbo. You have to make sure that that fire is constantly pushing. Constantly growth-oriented mindset. Always thinking about how I can be better. You can't go to sleep one night without thinking, was I good today? Did I do something wrong? Did I do something I can be better in? That's the tukad bo. What's the lo tichbe? The lo tichbe is in the moment. Whenever you're in those moments, making sure that constantly you're focused on thinking about, is this the right thing to do? Or is it not the right thing to do? will this cause my spirituality to be pulled down? Will it not? If it's going to be causing your spirituality to go up or stay the same, okay, fine. If it's going to be causing you to go down, let's try to rethink how I can go about this in the correct way. This is the depth behind this pasuk. And it's so important that we have this in mind in every single thing that we do, because our avodat Hashem is dependent on this. Baruch Hashem, we have a bunch of guys who just came back from Eretz Yisrael. When you come back from Eretz Yisrael, you're coming from a place of tukat bo. You're coming from a place of the fires at a high. Your goal is to be not letting that fire, lo tichbeh, don't let that fire go out. If you let the fire go out, you lose. That's where game is over. And this goes with everyone, with everything. There's times even, you go to a speech, you go to a shiur, and you hear such a, an amazing, inspirational speech. And you get inspired. And you think to yourself, wow, like, I want to do something now. But you don't do anything. And you're stuck there, and you're like, okay, whatever. It was a nice speech, I'm inspired, I'll think about it overnight. You wake up the next morning, 3 days pass, you don't even remember about the speech anymore. The inspiration is gone. Why? Because if you want inspiration to last, you need to act on inspiration. If you don't act on inspiration, inspiration is just a word. You want inspiration to be an action, you want inspiration to make an effect on your life. That means when you get inspired right away on that spot, you do something about it. I want to tell you a story. Every person has things they need to work on, myself included. A few years ago, I was listening to a shiur, a very inspirational speech. That's the point of the speech was an inspirational speech. I was listening to the speech, very inspiring. I got very inspired on the spot. The speech ended, I was in tears, like very inspired. And I said, I have to do something, because I know that tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up, this inspiration is going to be gone. And I have to do something now so that I constantly remember that it's because of that inspiration that I'm holding onto this mitzvah. So I said, you know what? That's something I need to work on. Okay, trying never to raise my voice. This was one thing that I took upon myself. I said, you know what? Whether sometimes you get upset, you raise your voice, you don't, whatever it is, once in a while, you take upon yourself in time and inspiration, never to raise your voice. This is one example. And I've tried ever since then, my hardest, never to raise my voice. Every single person has things they can work on. Every single person has things they can be better in. There could be things that you are currently working on that you can be working on even better. That we have to constantly be thinking, how I can strengthen that. When you get to that point of inspiration, when you get to that point where, wow, I want to do something, find that something right then and there that you want to do, that you want to keep, and take it upon yourself then. Don't wait. Don't let the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah loves to tell you, okay, think about it. Don't let you think about it. That's the Yetzirah's tricks. You're inspired, act on the inspiration. Because the only way you will grow in life is whenever you take the inspiration that you get and you put it into fruition and you act on it. And I think, and I'll finish with this, and I think this is the idea behind this pasuk. V'ha'esh ala mizbeach tukat bo. You have to make sure that fire is constantly lighting. It's never going out. It's always lit. And it's constantly growing. It's a growing fire. It's an igniting, growing fire. You have to constantly be working on your avodat Hashem, on your service to Hashem, making sure that you're spiritually growing every single day. And not only that, lo tichbed. Don't let that fire ever go out. Don't get to a point that fire will ever get so distinguished that now you have to reignite it again. Because, and this is the last point I'll give, if you have a fire that's lit, if you have a match and you light a fire, you light a candle, the candle is lit. Now when you take another match and you light it, what happens? It grows even more. And it grows even more. You take another match and it grows even more. But if that fire goes out, it's much more difficult to light a match than it is to take a match and light an existing fire. If you ever take an existing candle and you take a non-lit match and you put it in the fire, it lights in 1 second. But whenever you take a non-lit match and you try to ignite it, sometimes it takes a few tries. It's not easy. But sometimes when you try to ignite yourself from start, it's not easy. When you're already ignited and you're just growing, it's much easier. Don't let the fire run out. Lo tichbe. And b'zad Hashem, v'ha'esh al mizbeach tukat bo, lo tichbe b'zad Hashem, will constantly be growing. We have a growth-oriented mindset, and Hashem should only bless us 120 years. Have a great day, everyone.